Whose truth is it anyway? The habits you inherited and the habits you have learnt started at conception. At that moment when life takes motion, when the seed of life is created, the perceptions you have of yourself and of life are being documented within you. As the years pass, you build on those perceptions. You continue to believe what you see, what you hear, and digest and continue to believe what you assume to be the truth. There comes a time in your life when you have to ask yourself, whose truth is it anyway? There comes a time in your life not just to evaluate your life, but evaluate the thoughts you have, the feelings you feel, and the perceptions and beliefs you live with. In my experience, I have found that no matter what I was told, I was inclined to learn from first-hand experience. Live through example. Learn through example. Now, we are not all the same. However, ask yourself, when someone tells you a truth or a belief, do you automatically question it or believe it? Maybe it depends on the source. How would you feel if you could trust you and your own inner knowing and wisdom? How would you feel if you could become your own master and authority of truth? Believe what you know to be true. As a little girl, I questioned everything and everybody, no matter who they were. It didn't matter if it was from a book, a teacher, or my parents. I always wondered where their truth and knowledge really came from. It wasn't that I didn't believe them or trust them. I just wanted first-hand information, the almighty truth. There were too many contradictions in life and how people behaved and treated one another. It never really made any sense to me. Being a child, not understanding what I know now, I would rebel and be sad. I would fight within myself. I would fight against the information being programmed in my small child's mind, delivered from home, from school, and from society. If you're not sure where I'm going with this right now, please be patient, because it's a process. In order for me to deliver an awareness that came to me over many years of life experiences, of trauma, tragedy, and spiritual alignment, takes time. As we journey together one step at a time, you will discover personal awareness and empowerment in the same way I did, without all the complications that came with death, grief, and injury. The key to life is the first step in preparing you to a deeper look within. Habits, perceptions, and truth. Your truth is vital in addressing your inner fears. When your inner fears are faced, when your inner self is at peace, you can live in harmony within yourself, no matter what the world around you is doing or not doing. This is the true path in mastering life, mastering oneself first.